This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Luigi Mangione back in court today. Defense attorneys trying to get cert evidence removed from the upcoming case, including a notebook, silencer, 3D handgun. The prosecutors say connect Mangione to the killing. The attorneys argue the police searched the backpack before obtaining a warrant, and therefore the evidence should be excluded. So then we get to the phenomenon that is still out there that we both saw that, let me be clear, is indefensible and gross. Those who continue to express their love and admiration for a man who murdered someone. Yep. He murdered Brian Thompson, the chief executive of United Health, and of course, from this area. I understand that United Health and the other insurance giants in our country, Dave, make obscene money. And it's not right. There is something wrong with our insurance system. There are a lot of things wrong with our insurance system. But when folks are about to face dramatic increases in the next month or so, and you read about fill in the blank, including United Healthcare, where how many billions did they make this quarter? Or what percentage increase is there? And then you have, I don't know, in our country, how many stories do we have? We have hundreds of thousands, millions, let's be honest, it's millions of inexplicable stories where someone was denied coverage, and to most of us, if we have a drop of empathy and compassion, you know what it is? It's cruel. It doesn't make any sense. Every one of us probably has some story to various levels. I mean, the health issues that Lindsay faces. I just mentioned Q. Everybody has their stories. Like I've talked before about my insomnia, one pill that helps me to some level where most nights if I don't take it, I struggle beyond mightily. And I've been taking it for years. I just found out from our insurance here, we're not going to cover it. Nothing's changed. I've been taking it for years.
Just because.
And right now, if I pay for it, it's like a $35 situation.
You're lucky.
If I don't pay for it, It's about 450. Right? And that's for a 30-day split. Now, magnify that by 10, 20, 30, 40 times. And as of right now, and all of this can change, in a second, I'm in a position right now financially where I can afford that, and I pretty much can't sleep without it. So I'm going to try to appeal again, but I'm going to pay for it, or else the 3-4 hours a night I get will turn into 1 or 2. And listen, that's the number one health issue I face, is sleep. But we have people who get denied medications that without those medications, they don't live. Or the quality of their life becomes so inferior. And so I get it. And it's one thing to talk about it in the broad range, but when you're living it, it's awful. But none of that in any way justifies a cold-blooded murder of the chief executive. Zero. None of it. And so here we have him in court, and the Wall Street Journal reminds us an online fundraising campaign has raised $1.4 million for this guy. There's an individual who's featured early in the story, Michael Kisling. He is going to be mounted on a truck driving around outside. He's 32. It's a very sad story. He blames UnitedHealthcare for denying treatments he said could have saved his leg. He doesn't condone violence, but said the killing of Brian Thompson has helped draw attention to the challenges he and others have faced. Of Mangione, here's what he says. If he's Malcolm X, then I'm trying to emulate Martin Luther King. Get out of here. I am incredibly sorry that he lost his leg. And if UnitedHealthcare played a part in common sense and logic, then they deserve the criticism. An executive who is doing his job, even when I'm sure many of his decisions, I would have moved well beyond shaking my head at, still should not be killed in the early mornings or at any point. And there are people who are trying to rationalize this. And these fans and how good looking he is and reaching out to him and I want to marry him. A theory of change when a crisis happens, when social rupture occurs, a new type of conservation ushers into the scene. This person serves as a spokesman for the Legal Defense Fund. Okay. Your client didn't protest. Your client didn't show up at every office, didn't galvanize people, didn't raise it to a point that every outlet in America was covering it. You killed the guy. I love how we're trying to, I don't condone the violence, but if he's Malcolm X, I'm MLK, and this is how societal change happens. Murdering someone? And I get, sometimes we do have changes that occur that way. But Dave, what do you want to say for these folks who sometimes have devoted their lives to this guy? Because I have more examples. I mean, he's in federal jail, flooded with mail, has tracked letters he's received from supporters. He devised a code record every letter received with each letter writer identified by initials and the last two members of their zip code. The least I can do is acknowledge each person took the time and effort to write. How about at least you could do what was not killed the guy, the father of two?
That's something. That is something.
Yep.
I mean, the devotion to him is beyond disturbing. It's sick. It's wrong. Obviously, there's no justification of murder. But you can't be surprised that people at least see him as a symbol.
No.
And celebrate that.
No, I decry it. And it's
But you can't be surprised by it.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not surprised that there are people when the President of the United States uses the R word slur and they're going, yeah.
Yeah.
Go to it.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone should be surprised that, okay, this guy who happens to be young and good looking, I guess that probably helps.
It does.
Absolutely does.
Which is another absurdity of this, but not surprising.
Murders an executive for one of the giant health insurance corporations in America who, you know, health insurance. Anybody like it? Any show of hands?
Nope.
No hands?
Other than the people profit from it.
Yeah. We've all got our stories, as you said, our own stories of medications that we or others we love weren't covered, or procedures, or, you know, things we thought were going to be covered, then all of a sudden it was yanked out from under us.
Yep.
You know, so when somebody does something like this, as heinous as it was, you can't be surprised. I don't think that it started a movement that people say, you know what?
I'm not surprised, but I'm still allowed to say it's disgusting. Let's do this. Let's pause here. If you want to defend your loyalty and your devotion to this guy, call me. Text me. Go ahead. Because Dave's right. I'm not in any way in favor of these companies making the extraordinary amount of money they make and turning down people and at times costing lives. But the payback then isn't to kill the executive and to turn this guy into some sort of folk hero. That's gross. 651-461-9226.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm not defending anything. I'm just always shocked you and Harrigan are more outraged over people approving what Luigi Mangione did than to be mad at an insurance company that ruined millions of people's lives daily. Honestly, did you listen at all to the previous segment? At all? Do you need to go to Starkey? Do you need to listen? I did the first like 6-7 minutes on how awful it is. And how you said again, no one likes these. And we talked about millions of people's lives are affected by this all the time. Trust me, buddy, my kid has faced this endlessly. Dave's wife faces it all the time. Probably everyone in our audience faces it. I think I said right away, there's something incredibly flawed in our system when this company continues to make billions and billions of dollars. But no, I don't think a guy should be applauded for murdering someone and treated as some hero. But people just want to hear what they want to hear. Because to say we don't criticize insurance companies, including the last segment, is just ignorant and just ill-informed. Let me just be as blunt as that. Go back and listen to the segment. How good is the stuff you got today? Send it to me. Maybe I need some. Help me sleep. Were we soft on insurance companies somehow?
I don't believe so. Pretty much despise insurance companies. Don't want to murder anybody. But I still understand the people that say, you know what? I don't know if they're saying it's okay. I don't know if they're saying, way to go get them, Luigi. Oh, many are.
Plenty.
Many are.
Millions are.
Many probably aren't, but you're saying, you know what? In this instance, I'm going to treat this as a symbol of somebody fighting back against insurance companies.
Yeah. And if you're donating money.
Well, that's lunacy.
Then you are actively saying it was okay, and I hope you're found not guilty. Correct?
Yes. I'm actually surprised the money rate was at $1.4 million for the legal defense.
Yeah.
Surprised it's that low.
Honestly, I thought it was that number a while back. I wonder if that's an area where they didn't update it. I'm sure they would. It's a very good Wall Street Journal reporter. You can go ahead and criticize us all we want, and we can screw up, but just let's try to be somewhat in the neighborhood, in the county of what we said in the previous segment. Come on. Your Lindis Construction time check is 1:57. Time to evaluate your home's comfort with Infinity by Marvin Windows. Enjoy free installation labor all month long. Chip on another debacle for the Vikings next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin.
see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.